A few years ago, I was sitting at a table outside the undergraduate library on the Berkeley campus on a gorgeous afternoon in late summer, quietly working on a project with a few colleagues who were there with me for a small workshop. Taking a moment to sit and think about what I was doing, my attention, a flighty thing even at the best of times, was caught by a snippet of conversation from the next table over between two students, one older, the other in their first year. The former was trying to sell the latter on a student group promoting effective altruism, a new approach to charitable giving. The older student described it as a fun way to socialize with other students while doing something worthwhile, and he capped off his pitch with a personalized addition for the younger student who was studying engineering. "A lot of effective altruists are engineers," he said, "because they like to optimize the shit out of things." I chuckled quietly, and then had to explain to the others at my table why and what I knew about effective altruism. What I didn't know was that several years earlier, in 2012, a similar conversation had happened on the other side of the country between Will, a young philosopher specializing in ethics, and Sam, a junior at MIT. Sam was trying to figure out what to do with his life, and at an au bon pain next to Harvard Square, Will pitched him on a central concept of effective altruism: earn to give. The idea, roughly, that one of the best ways to make the world a better place is to make a large amount of money and then donate much of that money to worthy causes that help people. Sam nodded, saying simply, "Yep, that makes sense." He took Will's advice and his philosophy and ran with it. He adopted effective altruism wholeheartedly, taking it with him to a job at Jane Street, a Wall Street firm specializing in high-frequency trading. After a few years working there as a trader, he claimed that he donated about half of his salary there to charity, Sam left to take a job alongside Will as Director of Business Development for the Center for Effective Altruism, CEA. Shortly after that, Sam's career really took off. Sadly, today, Will and Sam aren't as friendly as they used to be. I don't know which emotion is stronger: my utter rage at Sam and others for causing such harm to so many people, Will wrote in November 2022, or my sadness and self-hatred for falling for this deception. It's not possible to give a good explanation of what happened between Will and Sam, and what Sam did that angered Will and many, many others, without first explaining effective altruism. Effective altruism seems relatively straightforward on the face of it. Evaluate the best ways to make the world a better place, and then devote as much money and time as you can to those efforts. The core of the idea goes back to the philosopher Peter Singer, a professor of ethics at Princeton. Singer has advocated that everyone should give all, or very nearly all, of their disposable income to charity. His most famous argument for this idea starts with a simple thought experiment. Suppose you're taking a walk down a reasonably busy path in a small park. It's a bit chilly outside, so you're wearing a sweater. Maybe a pretty nice sweater, cashmere or something like that, and a comfortable yet fashionable coat over it. As you stroll down the road, you come upon a muddy pond, and you immediately see that a child is drowning. In fact, the child appears to be on the verge of sinking entirely into the opaque, slimy waters, barely able to call for help. Nobody else has spotted the child, or if they have, they don't seem to care, hardly slowing down as they walk past. Every second counts, but luckily the water is pretty shallow, so if you hurry, you know you can wade into the pond and save the kid. But you also know that jumping in immediately would probably ruin your nice sweater, your favorite coat, and the rest of your clothes. And it seems like you won't be able to see the child once they slip below the surface of the pond, so your best chance to reach them in time is to jump in immediately without stopping to remove your clothes. What do you do? Do you rescue the child? Is the time and money you'll have to spend replacing your clothes worth saving a life? Or are the clothes and money more important?